Okay, there, brother. Good evening and welcome this evening. I'd like to make an announcement about something that's coming up that you just want to keep in mind. It's not till March 22nd, but this is an opportunity for us to connect with friends in an outreach event that's fun. We're going to have a bring your own pizza and bring your own friends night, and it's going to be back in March 22nd, on Friday night at 7 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall. Pizza and friends, and we're going to have a trivia night. And only one of the categories is Bible. So, you know, if you want to be tested in Bible, you'll have that opportunity, but there's also other categories like science and nature, sports, animals, history, and other things. So something to look forward to, a fun opportunity to be together, but also an outreach opportunity. And I'll share that back to Kevin. All righty, tonight I'd like to share a reading with you from John chapter 19, beginning at verse 28. Very familiar passage, Jesus on the cross. Later, knowing that all was now completed, and so that Scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I am thirsty." A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put a sponge on a stalk of hyssop plant, lifted it to Jesus' lips. And when he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." And with that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. The last words of a dear one linger into our minds, don't they? On the cross, Jesus said, "It is finished." And we're going to explore those words tonight. Last week, we talked about some last words before Jesus ascended, the Great Commission. And we remember that, the importance of the Great Commission. Tonight, we go back to the cross, the last words of Jesus at the cross, "It is finished." Today's text relates John's record of Jesus' last words. "It is finished" is actually one word in Greek, tetelestai. I'm glad you know that. I'm sure you want to impress your children with it. Tetelestai is the word. That's what the Greek literally says. It's not a murmur of defeat. It's a cry of victory. It's not "I'm all washed up." It's "I have finished." And we're going to express what that means in just a moment. One thing, it is a sign of victory. A second is it's the words that a merchant would use when they paid, the bill has been paid in full. It is finished. It is paid. It's also the very words that John records that Jesus used in his priestly prayer in John chapter 17 and verse 4. When he prayed to the Father, "I brought you glory on earth by completing the work you had for me to do." Tetelestai, it is finished. Today I'd like us to examine three aspects of Jesus' victory that he announced with those words from the cross. And then we'll turn to our lives and make some application of it. The first is simply the suffering is over. The suffering is over. There's no doubt that death on the cross was a cruel, excruciating, painful, and shameful experience for Jesus. He was severely flogged prior to the cross. Men died from flogging alone. And then Jesus began to bear that cross, and he was nailed to it. And we go through the Gospels, and we're kind of surprised sometimes that the Gospels are not as clear describing the crucifixion event as many of us would expect. I suspect that may be for a couple of reasons. One, crucifixion was well known in the ancient Roman world. People understood it. If you said someone was crucified, you didn't have to give a blow-by-blow description because people knew what had happened. They'd either seen a crucifixion or they'd heard tell of a crucifixion. But secondly, it was also such a ghastly, horrible experience that you didn't like to talk about it. It's like the men that go off to war and they come back and they've gone through tremendous, excruciating experiences, but they don't want to talk about it to others. And it's possible that that's the way it is, too, with Jesus' crucifixion. A number of years ago, I saw a movie, The Passion of Christ. Any of you see that movie, The Passion of Christ? That was so moving to me. I sat in stunned silence. There were times that I had to take my eyes off of the screen just because of the goriness, if that's a word, of what happened to Jesus on that cross. Time and again, he was lashed. His back probably looked more like raw hamburger meat than human flesh. A crown of thorns was thrust on his brow. Nails pierced his hands and his feet. His flesh was torn. as the cross was dropped. That was the typical way it happened, into a hole as he was lifted up. With that, the crucifixion began. And for 6 hours on Friday, the Son of God was nailed to a cross. And for 6 hours, he experienced that excruciating pain physically of his body being slowly tormented to death. And for 6 hours, he heard the humiliating jeers of the crowd. For 6 hours, he bore the humiliation and pain that was reserved for the worst criminals of his day. At the end of that suffering, Jesus said that special word we're talking about tonight, "Tetelestai." It is finished. It is finished. Death was a relief from the pain of the cross and the humiliation of the cross. But I think there's more to it than that, tetelestai. Number two tonight. In the tetelestai comment, "It is finished," Jesus is saying the debt has been paid. Remember, tetelestai is what a merchant would write on a receipt. It has been paid. You know how it feels when you've paid a debt, right? When you finally pay off the car and the bank sends you a title and it says paid in full and you no longer owe anything, tetelestai, let's go out and celebrate. We're happy. We're pleased. The debt has been satisfied. On the cross, Jesus paid the debt for my sin. On the cross, he said, tetelestai, the debt has been paid in full. One of the purposes of the death of Jesus was to pay the debt that I owed for my sin. The Bible teaches the substitutionary atonement for Christ. I owed a debt that I couldn't pay. He paid a debt he did not owe for me. Listen to the words of Isaiah 53. "Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. And the punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. We all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has gone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." On the cross, Jesus paid the debt for my sin and for your sin. As we often sing, in fact, we sang some songs tonight, thank you, Thurman, along those lines. He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. One of the reasons Jesus paid was to pay the debt for my sin. Romans chapter 6 reminds us in verse 23, the wages of sin is death. The paycheck for my sin is spiritual death. Jesus paid the debt so I do not have to die spiritually because he paid it for me. You see, a holy God could not just simply wink away sin. A holy God could not simply say, "Well, Mark, you messed up, but that's all right. Don't worry about it." We have to recognize the blood was required as a debt for sin. We cannot simply wink away sin and say, "Sin doesn't matter. Sin's okay. God just loves us so much, he'll just forget about it." No. A price had to be paid, and it was paid in the blood of Jesus Christ. I admit I can't fully understand and appreciate the spiritual suffering that Jesus appropriated on that cross for me. You see, it wasn't just the physical pain and humiliation, as horrible as that was, but God looked at Jesus as that sin sacrifice for me. By his wounds we are healed. On the cross, Jesus cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Jesus was forsaken by God because he bore the weight of my sin. The Father turned his back on the Son because God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. I don't know about you, but I would always be glad when somebody else pays the debt for me. So if we go out to eat together and you just happen to say, "Mark, I'd like to buy your lunch," I'll let you do that. I'll let you do that. That's okay. I don't mind you paying my debt. Jesus paid the debt for my sin on the cross. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21 reminds us, "God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." I have no doubt that the spiritual pain that Jesus endured for my sin, the separation from the Father on that cross, far exceeded the physical pain of the nails themselves. On the cross, Jesus paid the debt, tetelestai. It is finished. It is paid. Paid in full. It is done with. Of course, we accept that gift through our faith, repentance, baptism initially, and our faithfulness to Christ. But tetelestai, the debt has been paid. Tetelestai, it is finished. The debt for sin has been paid. Praise God. Number three. Tetelestai, it is finished, means that the Father's work in Jesus' life has been completed. It's no secret that Jesus didn't want to die. He didn't want to go to the cross. Remember in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed, Father, if it's possible, take this cup from me. Amen? Remember that one? Father, I don't want to die. I don't want to go to the cross. I don't want to bear the sins of the world. All of that must have been going through his mind. Yet it was the Father's will to cause him to suffer, Isaiah 53 reminds us. It was the Father's will for a lot to happen to Jesus. It was the Father's will for him to be born of a virgin, the Son of God miraculously becoming flesh. It was the Father's will for Jesus to be baptized to fulfill all righteousness. It was the Father's will for Jesus to teach the 12 apostles. It was the Father's will for Jesus to teach the masses and work miracles. In John chapter 17, Jesus prayed to the Father, I have brought you glory by completing the work you have called me to do. Guess what that word is? Tetelestai. It is finished. It is finished. Jesus said, I have completed, I have finished the work you have called me to do. But there was one more thing that Jesus to do to accomplish the will of the Father, and that was to die on the cross for my sin. So Jesus' last word on the cross, tetelestai, it is finished, is saying that he has completed the work that God gave him to do, to coming to this earth. The cross was the final work of Jesus in God's will for his Son. Now let's turn the tables in the lesson a little bit and ask the question, how can we say and accomplish it is finished in our own lives? How do these words, it is finished, tetelestai in Greek, apply to you and to me in our own lives? Number one, it tells us that the time of suffering is going to end. Some of us suffer from diseases. Some of us suffer emotionally from strained relationships. We have human suffering. We understand human suffering. Our Lord suffered on the cross for that 6 hours that Friday day. But that suffering came to an end. And your suffering will come to an end. Suffering is not meant to be eternal unless we say that to God, we won't want you in our life, and then he'll allow us to be suffering forever apart from him in Satan's hell. But God has not designed us to suffer forever. That's not his will. He wants to rescue us from suffering, and therefore he wants to take us to be with him in heaven, where there will be no crying or pain or death or suffering. It is finished, reminds us. Tetelestai reminds us that our suffering will one day end. One reader of the King James Version was asked one time, what's your favorite verse in the Bible? He says, oh, I've got a lot of them. Well, what do you mean? What's your favorite verse? He said, all the verses say, and it came to pass. That's just an idiom to say, it's not going to go on forever. And it came to pass. Things happen and move on. Jesus suffered on a cross one Friday. His suffering ended with victory. And no matter what suffering you're feeling today, know that it's still temporary in the scope of eternity. As long as you're a follower of Christ, so your suffering is temporary. For the Christian, death is swallowed up in victory. As Paul wrote to the 1 Corinthians, where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin. The power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. So tetelestai applied to my life means that the time of suffering will end. The crosses that you're bearing are going to end. The suffering that we feel, whether emotionally or physically, will end. Number two, as we apply tetelestai to our life, let's finish what we start. Let's finish what we start. Because Jesus, our Lord, was no quitter, was he? It's been said when the going gets tough, the tough get going. I messed that one up. You know what it says. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. Jesus finished well, didn't he? It was not just enough for Jesus to be born. It wasn't just enough for him to be baptized. It wasn't just enough for him to teach. It wasn't just him to work miracles with the power of God. It wasn't just enough for him to train the disciples. He had to finish the work the Father gave him. And on the cross, when he said, "Tetelestai," it is finished, part of that, remember, was the accomplishment of God's work. If we mirror that in our lives, it means we're going to finish what God gave us to start. We're not going to be halfway Christians. We're going to be complete Christians. We're going to complete the race. Near the end of his life, Paul said this, recorded in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7, "I fought a good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness the Lord will give to me, but not only for me, but to all those who love his appearing." I fought the good fight, I finished the race. Paul could say that because tetelestai, it is finished, means I'm going to keep on doing what God has called me to do until he calls me to do it no longer. Revelation 2 and verse 10, Jesus told that church at Smyrna in Revelation, "Be faithful even to the point of death, and I will give you the crown of life." Live a tetelestai life, an it is finished life. I'm accomplishing what God wants for me, and I'm going to finish what I started. He who began a good work in you will bring it completion in the day of our Lord Jesus, Paul said in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6. Or the Hebrew writer said, "Let us run with perseverance the race set out for us. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men that you will not grow weary and lose heart." Christians, let's finish the race. Most of us here have started the race. We've been baptized into Christ. We began the faith journey. Let's finish the faith journey we're on. The faith journey is worth finishing. But sometimes in Christ, we get a little weary, don't we? Sometimes we get a little weary. Understand that. But let's be finishers of the race, because the one who wins is the one who finishes in Christ. Tetelestai, it is finished. And sometimes we get weary in our relationships. I get tired of our mate, get tired of our kids, get tired with our parents, get tired with our bosses, get tired of our neighbors, you name it. We get tired of people. Let's finish the commitments we have made. Tetelestai, it is finished. Sometimes we get weary in our job or our schoolwork. Let's finish what we start. Tetelestai. I found out a number of years ago that there are a lot of people that start advanced education that don't finish it. The dropout rate is high. They get started down the road, but after a while, they come to a roadblock. You know, a friend of mine in York started his doctoral work, and he did all the classwork, and he never did the dissertation. I wish he had completed the dissertation. I wish he had finished what he started. He had his own reasons, and that's okay, but I'm just saying, let's not be quitters. Let's be finishers. Tetelestai, it is finished. Let us live like Jesus so we can say it is finished. But applying tetelestai to my life also means that we have done the will that God had for us. Nails did not hold the body of Jesus to the cross, did it? No nail could hold the body of Jesus. Jesus chose to do the Father's will and stay on that cross. The Roman soldiers did not hold Jesus to that cross. Ultimately, Jesus stayed on that cross because he wished to accomplish the Father's will. Jesus prayed, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." The irony is so that often accomplishing God's will on earth depends on me making the decision to finish what I start and complete God's work and will for my life. Jesus was not a quitter. He was a finisher. And he finished strong, not in his body, but in his heart. And we can finish the race strong in Christ, even though we get weak knees, as the Hebrew writer says, we get tired bodies, we can finish the race we start in Christ. Tetelestai, and know that we have done God's will for us. Let's pray together. Father, as we think of your Son, we think of his suffering, we think of the cross, we think, Father, of your plan for him and his endurance, even to the cross. Lord, we are grateful for his endurance to finish the job he began. Bless us, Lord, in our lives as we seek to follow you and to endure in the race you have set before us, until we can hear those words, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant, enter into the joys of your Lord." And that, Father, will be enough. Bless us, Father, to endure in faith, endure in faithfulness, endure in relationships when they're difficult, endure in our commitments when we're easily set aside. Father, help us to be a people like Jesus who finish what we start and accomplish your will. Give us strength for the journey, Father. Lift us when we fall. Forgive us of our sins. In Jesus we pray. Amen. Today we saw that Jesus was victorious in completing the will the Father had for him. Most of you, but not all possibly, but most of you have already given your lives to Christ. You're already Christian. You've already been baptized into the Lord. You've already decided to become a disciple of Jesus. Finish what you start. Stay faithful until the point of death. Allow the Lord to carry you through those rough times, and know the rough times will end someday, whether in this life, but certainly in eternity. That will be enough. If you need to respond to his call this evening to become a Christian or ask the prayers for this body, we invite you to the Lord, who was not a quitter, but a finisher. Let's stand together and let's sing.